Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Comes down an onside attempt, and Bailey boots it off the turf. Gets a high bounce. It's batted by Bolden to the near side. And it goes out of bounds.
He had it.
Bailey executing beautifully, and Brandon Bolden went up to try to bat the ball and keep it in play.
It's perfectly executed.
That close to the Patriots lining up in Texan territory with a chance.
You got the high skip, and Bolden had it with the left.
If not, take the lead.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That is the dulcet tones of Bob Soucy. His hot takes are powered by Bigelow Tea. If you want to know what keeps Bob's voice in peak condition, it's his hot cup of Bigelow Tea before every game. Hot takes and hot tea, Bigelow Tea, tea proudly. Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It must have been a late night for you, so we appreciate you getting up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We got in just in time to beat the rush hour traffic. So it's good to be with you. I wish I had some Bigelow Tea right now. The voice is a little scratchy here.
Were you on the sick or healthy plane?
Well, so far, it's held up that I was on the healthy plane. But, you know, there's still a few days where I'm sure I can contract whatever was going around. So keep my fingers crossed. I did ask myself when I learned, and I didn't learn until after the fact, until we touched down in Houston, that there were actually two planes. I thought to myself, you better have gotten on the healthy one.
So you're, because from what I heard, the sick plane was only like seven players, and it was almost empty. Then there were a couple other people, I guess, with clients or whatever. Did you see any of the sick players, like, you know, when you guys landed, and could you get a grasp on just how sick they were?
No, you only saw them, you know, the same shots that I think you guys have probably seen on social media, whether it was Kyle Van Noy coming in or Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung coming in and walking across the stadium, because in Houston you have to walk across the field and get off the buses. When we pull up to the stadium, players get off their bus first, and then our bus is allowed to disembark, if you will. And so I didn't see any of those players firsthand going into the stadium, but I did see the video that, like I said, I'm sure you guys have already witnessed.
Okay, year after year after year after year, when you think that the Patriots are out and that they just aren't any good anymore,
they let you down.
They pull it together and they figure something out. Can they do this? Can this offense do that with the personnel that they have right now?
Well, it's funny because we were talking about this off air last night, and I'm of the belief that they can. But, you know, I'm a glasses half full kind of guy, and I don't want to bet against and think it would be foolish to bet against the Patriots not figuring it out. But the circumstances this year are different in that. I mean, the Ravens right now are on such a roll, playing with such energy. They've taken command of that number one seed. Now, Buffalo will be a challenge for them, but I would expect the Ravens to come out of that game still with only two losses in control of their destiny for the top seed in the conference. I think Kansas City's going to be a tough team to beat at home. I think that the Chiefs are starting to hit their stride. You know, they had a big game offensively yesterday, and they didn't get much from Tyreek Hill, but the Patriots have got to find a way to outscore them. As good as the Pats defense, when we assume they're healthy, will be, nonetheless, it's going to be a tall order to outscore Kansas City given the state of the Patriots' offense, even as much as the Chiefs have struggled defensively. And then you got Buffalo in Week 16. Who would have thought that that game might decide the AFC East?
I know.
Earlier in the year. But, you know, to me right now, this offense, is it capable? I think that there's enough there. I saw the team in 2013, depleted as it was, get to the AFC Championship game. the team in 2015 was really beat up front. They did eventually have Gronk and Edelman back by the end of the year, maybe not necessarily at full strength. But, you know, this is a team that I still think has enough pieces to get right enough to at least have a chance to be where they want to be.
And the only thing that really gives me hope, I mean, obviously history, but, I mean, I think of last year and think of where the Patriots were after the Miami Miracle and how everyone was just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is how you're going to end things here. And then you looked at the Chiefs, kind of the way we're looking at the Ravens right now, where they seem almost unstoppable. And
well,
yet
they would
somehow
have been if they could line up on sides.
Yeah, yeah. And then you take a look and you just, you see that and how you felt last year. And you're wondering with the pieces that they have whether they're going to be able to pull it together. It just always seems that Brady finds a way. And but this year, more than any, he just seems so frustrated. And maybe it's because he's still trying to send a message to upper management that he wants Antonio Brown back on the team. It just seems different this year.
It does. I think this has been it's been a prolonged stretch. I think last year, you know, when they lost that game in Miami, I think that Brady, the sense I got was that he thought that the offense, at least they were figuring things out. And then they went to Pittsburgh. And remember, we were dissecting. Brady was bailing out on throws. They got down to the Steelers' red zone a couple of times, and they were very ineffective. And Gordon and he were not on the same page in that game, and it turned out to be Gordon's last game as a Patriot. And they really looked like they were in dire straits. And they got it turned around with their running game the last couple of weeks. And the schedule afforded them the opportunity in those last 2 weeks of the regular season because of, you know, where the Bills and the Jets were at that point in time. So the Patriots could kind of figure out what they wanted to be and then develop their offensive identity accordingly. Again, this year it's a little bit different circumstances in that, you know, they're in the race. They don't have that comfort of, you know, a couple of game lead or more in the division, and they're going up against Kansas City with something to play for, and again starting to round into shape offensively, and then the Bills coming here. Buffalo's a difficult team to play against, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can do it, obviously, and I still think that history has shown us they can, but the circumstances are not identical, and we have a tendency sometimes in sports to rely on the past and say, well, they did it in such and such a year, or they, you know, the Red Sox were down 3-0 and they came back and won against the Yankees. Well, it doesn't always turn out that way. Patriots have been able to turn things around, but you know, they're gonna. This is this team, and it's unique to this season, and it's not the same group. And especially because they're leaning on a couple of rookies at receiver to help do that. And we know last night that at least for one of them, especially, the results were not good.
Bob, why did they give up the run when it was so successful earlier in the game?
You know, Rich, I'll tell you what. I think 2 weeks in a row now, the question could be raised, because last week I thought Sonny Michel really got off to a good start, and then in the second and third quarters, they more or less kind of abandoned him in the running attack. And I think it's one of the things that Zoe talked about too during the game last night, whether it was Michelle or White or Burkhead or even with the receivers, you know, try different personnel usage as the game goes along. And you know, I thought that they were running the ball effectively enough to continue to do it, especially when their first drive, they get to the 7-yard line and it's first and goal to go, and they've been running the ball effectively. And I thought that second down play call after a run to the 5, I think, where Brady kind of rolls out and you know, you split the field in half, number one. And even the mobile quarterback, who might have a run-pass option, you know, rarely does that play produce the kind of results you want. And you know, here you're putting Brady in a situation where really he's got one receiver that he can throw to, and it's Jacoby Myers, who's well covered. And now that sets you up on third down. So I think it's, you know, the red zone futility for the most part this year has really been a big problem this team has not been able to overcome. And even though they did score 2 touchdowns last night in the red zone, it was too little too late. That first drive I thought was really imperative to take advantage of the situation. They got a gift on the penalty by Mingo. They had to settle for 3, and then they turned it over, and the Texans got on a roll.
Why the unpatriot-like discipline yesterday? I mean, not only the enormous amounts of penalties, but you also had that really weird moment where it looked like they were going to go for 2 after that touchdown, but instead they took the penalty and they moved back 5 yards and then tried to kick it. What the hell was going on there, and why the lack of discipline yesterday?
Yeah, I think with that particular play, the only thing that makes sense is that they had a run play call and Brady got to the line and didn't like the way the Texans' defense looked and realized that they didn't have the numbers to run the ball in that situation. Now, I wonder if, you know, in that situation, especially with his experience, does he have the right to check out of that play and, you know, call audible? And maybe he didn't have enough time of the play clock in that situation. I don't know. But it proved costly because you back up 5 yards and 33-yard PATs have been difficult for kickers around the league. And now you're asking a guy in his first game this season to kick it from 38, and naturally it comes up wide left. The other thing I thought was interesting, too, and this might have been a reflection of their physical state, was with about 6-7 minutes to go, and they started to move the ball a little bit. There wasn't that typical sense of urgency. They were very slow in and out of a huddle. And then eventually they started to go no huddle as they got into Texan territory, but it wasn't, again, the same turbo tempo that we're accustomed to seeing from them. And I wondered, too, if and again, this is not an excuse, I think it was a factor that the health or the number of players who were under the weather, if it affected how they wanted to play the game. They were going against a shorthanded Texan defense, and we got to point that out. As much as the Patriots were beset by physical problems, the Texans were down 3 guys in their front seven, and their secondary's been a mess all year. And the Patriots really were never able to establish the kind of tempo we usually see them turn to when they want to get that offense going.
All right, Bob Soucy, his hot takes have been powered by Bigelow Tea. If you want to know what keeps Bob's voice in peak condition, it's his hot cup of Bigelow Tea before every game. Hot takes and hot tea, Bigelow Tea, tea proudly. Mr. Soucy, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, we will be right back.
Dutcher and Rich.
Houston with the lead. Johnson to the right of Watson. He hands it off to Johnson, who then gives it to Hopkins on a reverse. He pitches it to the right for Watson, who dives to the pylon. Did he get in?
Is that a forward pass?
Deshaun Watson celebrating with his teammates. The pylon knocked over. The officials with a less than emphatic signal, and the Texans have added to their lead.
Yeah, another one bites the dust.
Yes, they do. They sure do.
And another one down, and another one down, and another one bites the dust.
Yes, siree.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Yes, go ahead.
Yesterday during the game, if you already weren't kind of pissed off at how things were going, Antonio Brown found a way during the game to inject himself into it, saying, hey, world, wouldn't it be great if I was still on the Patriots? And just, you know, if you thought he was being a little too subtle, he tweeted out a video of himself with highlights when he played for the Patriots with this in the background. And a big Patriots logo comes up on the screen. Oh, and here we go again. And at one point during the game, he tweets, "Still I rise." And then after that, he put retweet to put AB in this game. And then it's only one AB. And then randomly he put independence is reached when dependency is broken. I don't even know what that means. And then just an hour ago, he put level up another notch now. On top of that, there were suspected burner accounts of Antonio Brown where he was tweeting back people like Josina Anderson and other writers for the NFL saying this game would be a whole lot different if Tom Brady had Antonio Brown. This is a man who wants back, and this is also a man who a report came out from Jason Lock and Four this weekend, which in my opinion wasn't much of a report at all, because what he wrote was he said, New England players said coaches would welcome Antonio Brown back, according to sources. Owner Robert Kraft, who released Brown after playing one game with the team, is the deciding factor and has not shown an inclination to give the receiver another shot after his repeated missteps on social media. However, if Kraft were to reconsider, sources said Brown's teammates and coaches would support bringing him back. We knew all of that.
Yes.
Yet that is a new report out there. And on top of that, this morning, when he tweeted out that Instagram video of him and the All I Want for Christmas is You, I was wondering if anybody on the plane home had liked it from the Patriots, because they seemed to like all of his stuff. And as of 6:30 this morning, the only notable name that I had seen like it was Alex Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's trainer.
Whoa. So,
there's a way to search, and I don't know ever since, because I guess they landed really early this morning, like around 5:30. Like, they got in really early. So I wonder, since they've landed, whether any of the players have liked it as well. But if you think that, I mean, you were talking about this, Joe Murray, off the air. You were saying, if for some reason Robert Kraft said, all right, all is forgiven, you're back on the team, would any Patriots fan hold it against the Krafts? And I would say 90% of them, absolutely not. They'd all freak out and they'd want it.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, he apologized to the Krafts. He still hasn't apologized to that woman that he got cut for the team for, you know, threatening on text.
Well, we were talking to Merriweather, and we've had this conversation with people before, is that the Patriots did agree to have him back, the league could just go ahead and suspend him. Or if it's not suspension, there's some term that they could do.
Well, I mean, the commissioner's exempt list, which is basically you're going to sit here until we figure everything out.
I don't know, guys. I'm just going to flat out say it. I think they should do it. I think they should Joe and sign him.
Okay, if you're Robert Kraft and you are a billionaire,
why would you do that?
Why would I possibly bring him back?
I think you do it for your quarterback. And listen, this is just, I know they're not going to do it, but they suck. They need help. They need someone.
Obviously, they'd be
He's
better
the only
with them.
Answer they have.
So you're going to reward him for doing this stupid crap?
I'm telling you.
Hang on. All right. Just imagine you're Robert Kraft for a moment, okay? So here's the two people you're helping out in this scenario, okay? You're helping out a guy who, when he got cut, made fun and mocked probably the most embarrassing moment of your life.
Yep.
And talked about the spa incident.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first person you're helping out.
Okay.
The second person you're helping out, I know you love Tom Brady, I know he's your friend, but earlier this season, he starred in a video on Netflix where he walked out of an Asian spa and got into a limo.
But if you watch the show, it's about cloning.
I understand that. However, it didn't look good, it being an Asian spa. So, I mean, here's the two people you're helping out in this situation. And the one thing that hasn't changed is any kind of remorse or repercussions paid to the person that they cut him for. The reason they cut him was because he texted a woman with pictures of her kids to a bunch of different people. It has nothing to do with that lawsuit. He was still a member of the team when that happened. And you know what? Apparently a member of the Patriots said last week when another report came out that they might bring him back, they said, what has changed? And it's true. What has changed?
An apology and a meeting with the NFL. That's it.
Well, that's the other thing. I will give Antonio Brown this. He's getting effed. He is completely getting effed by the NFL right now. Because what more do they need? They've interviewed him. They've interviewed her. They've interviewed people involved with it. What more do they need to make a decision?
Also, aren't the Patriots holding on to that $9 million? I mean, they're not just handing it over.
I think they could come to an agreement where, hey, you play for 4 games in the playoffs. You get rid of the lawsuit. Guys, what else do they have? This is not a fan. This is just flat out. If the Patriots want to be successful, if they want to go deep into the postseason, they need to get better. They don't have the talent right now.
How many times have you said that? And how many times have you seen
them win? I was wrong.
And you know what? Robert Kraft obviously is familiar with the history of this team, and he's going, dude, we've suffered through this stuff before, and it's looked like it's over, but damn it, we're 10-2.
I'll give Merriweather credit. The one thing that he did say today, that if when Brady's quiet, that's the thing to worry about. But for weeks, he has had a puss on his face. He's been upset. And yesterday on the sideline, he actually called his players out. What does he do next? And the only thing I can think of is that they're home against the Chiefs. That's the only chance I give them, is that they're at home. Because I think the Chiefs are going to come in here. The defense will have to play better, right? They can't be as bad giving up 20 points, 28 points. Like, but can the offense be better? I don't know. They've scored 17 points, 13 points, and then got some garbage touchdowns last night.
Well, first of all, the Chiefs' defense isn't that great.
They're not.
So that's going to be something. And to be honest, I thought that they had enough talent to do something yesterday. Their run game was working. The run game was working.
You can run on the Chiefs.
You can run on the Chiefs.
That's what you got to do.
And Sony Michel, 2 weeks in a row, has been very good. He has been, yep. I mean, I don't know why it took this long for it to work. Well, probably the health of the offensive line as well, too.
Yeah, because
they got, what's his name back? So that, yeah, so that's helped. But now that the run game is working, what was the number one blunder that you believe Josh McDaniels committed yesterday?
On a 4th and 1, he threw it instead of passing it.
And you're right. He got away from the run game.
Went away. And then when they got to the red zone, they actually stopped. They went out of shotgun every single play instead of running the ball. All I'm saying is this. Every year, we say this. They come back. I think if you make the move, it just guarantees they still have a chance.
If they make the move, do you think the league lets him play?
Yeah.
I see. I do, too. I think at this point, unless they know that Robert Klemko, the guy from Sports Illustrated, is holding on.
And then that's on them. And then that's
on the Patriots. And then you know what? You totally brought it on yourself.
There's too much. There's too much there.
But really, like, they're going to go for 4 more games in the rest of this way? Like, this is it? You got 4 games. 1 playoff game, and you might not even be able to get out of that?
If I'm Kraft and a player directly came after me, there is not a scenario where I would bring him back.
God, all he needed to do was just not tweet or text.
Yes, he's insane.
Because this people keep going back to this lawsuit. That has nothing to do with why he's not on the Patriots.
No, it's because he sent very disturbing texts to the woman, the accuser.
And he ended up tweeting when he left. The whole reason he's probably more than likely not going to come back is the insult to the owner.
If I'm Robert Kraft, there's nothing that I would take from a player, a personal insult from a player publicly. I just wouldn't do it. And if they go, oh, he can't win a Super Bowl without Antonio Brown, I go, well, that's on you. I mean, what do you want me to do about it?
The only thing that would make me think that they might consider it, and Fred, this is like a 1% chance, is that if Robert Kraft believes getting Antonio Brown back might salvage them being able to keep Tom Brady for another couple of years.
Ooh.
Like, if this we're doing you a solid, do us a solid.
I would go to free agency, draft a kid. I don't know.
That's the only situation where I could see, and Fred, I'm with you.
I mean, yes. I mean, if they're that concerned about Tom Brady coming back, I mean, that's not a bad point. But again, I'm a multi-billionaire who had a player that I was going to give $9 million to and still might have to come after me personally.
And we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with that, too. Like, we've been kind of quiet about the fight on the money.
You don't think Kraft was BS about that?
Oh, well, all the reports were. I mean, yeah. Even if you're a human, just being a human being, not even have to know how the Krafts think, just being a normal human being.
Yeah, but he's not even a normal human being. You have to ramp it up by 10 because he's a guy that, you know, is probably feels that, I mean, I've put all this money into this team, I've done all this stuff, and then I'm going to have a player come after me personally.
And also, and are you someone who truly thinks that Antonio Brown could ever just change?
No.
And not regress into tweeting and typing a maniacal behavior like he has this entire year? He's shown it over and over again. He'll apologize and he'll go, the NFL's racist. And then he'll like, oh, I'm sorry. And then, I hate blah, blah, blah. He does it over and over again.
I don't think, as a businessman, you're right, Fred. I don't think they can make that move. He doesn't have to make that move.
He doesn't have
but,
to make
But the Tom Brady angle, though, Rich. Uh-huh. I think that's why he's been pouting week in and week out. Brady's not getting his way.
He's a Cowboy by the end of the season.
By the way,
Antonio Brown's going to be a Cowboy by the end of the season.
Well, it doesn't seem like he's interested in anyone but the
Glory Hole, baby.
You're telling me Mr. Glory Hole's not going to say, hey, now you're talking my language. I mean, he will do anything to win. Totally believe that. I mean, okay, odds. Is there odds on what team if Antonio comes back? Because I would say that obviously the leader in the clubhouse is probably the Patriots. But, man, you got to think the Cowboys are right there. Because Jerry Jones, why wouldn't he sign him? Hell yeah, I'll sign you.
And pissing and moaning from your quarterback. I own this team. I've done everything.
I want him back just for the chaos. Like, I mean, because if it works, it's going to be insane. I don't think it's the right thing for them to do. I don't think that he would ever do it. But if he came back, dude, it's going to get nuts.
It's going to be chaos.
And we thought the chaos at the beginning of the season was crazy. If he comes back, oh, just you wait. Just you wait.
Those Bill Belichick press conferences are going to be something else. He's going to really get into detail.
about all of that stuff. All right, we got the stat coming up, Rich. What we discussed?
Oh, we missed Kyrie Irving losing his mind.
That was
over the weekend.
Really well thought out.
Also, a legend is back in the ring. On top of that,
yeah.
We've got to talk about something that Pete Davidson has been doing. Pete Davidson, the comedian, the SNL guy, doing what might be the worst thing you could ask an audience to do as a comedian. And I know you don't like Pete Davidson.
No, I've never
had a problem with Pete Davidson.
I don't dislike Pete Davidson. My thing with Pete Davidson is the only reason he's on Saturday Night Live right now is because of being with famous women.
But is he on Saturday Night Live?
Well, that's the thing.
He's hardly on.
No, he's never on.
That's weird, man, because he's still in the opening credits and everything, too.
Yeah.
All right. He's doing something that is almost unforgivable to his audience.
Yeah, things are going to end well for him. All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on?
Well, the Celtics split their home and home with Brooklyn. And in both games, Kyrie Irving not on the court, except in Brooklyn, he was there, in which he hugged some of the players, and you know they high-fived each other and did all that. However, at the TD Garden, it was fairly glorious because the crowd at many times started chanting, "Where is Kyrie?" There was even like guys dressed as "Where's Waldo?" with a Kyrie sign, and then there was missing posters all over the outside of the TD Garden. And after all of that happened, Kyrie Irving shoots out a little thing on his Instagram, which was so long that I made it like 20 words in and just stopped.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
I'm just now, Fred heard me kind of laughing to myself during the break here because I was reading it for the first time. And oh my word, what a sensitive person. What a sensitive, sensitive gentleman. I'll just read the beginning of it. "It happens all the time, and tonight just shows how sports/entertainment will always be ignorant and obtrusive. It's one big show that means very, very little in the real world that most people live in because they are actually things that matter going on in it. Like figuring out a life that means more to you than a damn ball going in a hoop, or learning how to grow up being in a fishbowl of society based on your popularity level as a person, or when dealing with becoming a member of your family." I know.
Quit football. Quit basketball.
Quit it all. But the best is that at the very end, it goes, "It will never be as serious as dealing with," in giant capital letters, "life."
Yeah, okay. Go quit. A very easy solution to all of that. Quit. And then no one will care about you again.
I see. I didn't realize. Let me see if I can find this. Somebody over the weekend had written down all of the games that he had missed when going up against old teams. Going all the way back to, you know, when he left. Here it is. January 23rd, 2019 versus the Cavs, did not play. This is the last six games versus his former team. February 5th, 2019 versus the Cavs, did not play. March 26th, 2019 versus the Cavs, did not play. November 25th, 2019 versus the Cavs, did not play. November 27th, 2019 versus the Celtics, did not play. And November 30th, 2019 versus the Celtics, did not play. I mean, dude, you got a track record now.
Yep.
Now you got a pattern.
Oh, yeah.
You're scared.
Yes. There's no question about it.
No question at all. I just thought that was awesome, just how big it was. And it kept going. Somebody actually turned that into the beginning of Star Wars. And it was the scroll at the very beginning.
The one that he did play, he threw an alley-oop to Gordon Hayward and he broke his leg.
So. Yeah, the one game he did play. All right, Fred, Pete Davidson, who of course is on SNL and
sort of
for some reason is dating some of the best-looking women in all of Hollywood.
Which is funny considering that if you look at any roast he was on until about a year ago, he was, all the jokes were about how ugly he was.
Women now, like the troubled comic, you know, they like that.
Yeah, and they also like that you can immediately get in the tabloids, and all of a sudden I know who Cindy Crawford's daughter is.
Who's very attractive.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a shock, but I mean, she's a member of a committee, but there's so many reasons to date him, because you're immediately going to get, you know, tabloid fame. So congratulations.
So fans planning to attend a Pete Davidson comedy show this past weekend got an unexpected surprise, a non-disclosure agreement that they had to sign with a $1 million fine. It looks like his team required people who went to his comedy show to sign this non-disclosure agreement before entering the venue where he was going to perform. In addition to signing the agreement, attendees were asked to put their phones and smartwatches in secure pouches for the duration of the show. Now, that's becoming more common. I actually don't even mind that part of it.
I don't mind that either.
See, that part I'm cool with. But the NDA, the non-disclosure, to where if you say anything about the show on social media, as a matter of fact, it says one of the attendees actually posted a copy of the NDA. I wonder if she'd be in trouble for doing that.
Oh, boy.
Saying she was notified about the agreement at the last minute via an email. The document stated that attendees, quote, shall not give any interviews, offer any opinions or critiques, or otherwise participate in any form whatsoever, including but not limited to blogs, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or any social networking, in the disclosure of any confidential information from the show.
That's quit comedy.
Yep.
Just, so now you can't be, people can't critique your show.
So if you went on social media and said Pete Davidson did a joke about shopping at the grocery store, he could come after you and sue you for $1 million plus attorney fees.
Not only that, it seems to me by the language that if you said Pete Davidson's show sucked.
Yep.
That it would.
Yeah. Any critique. You couldn't even like talk about what, you know, anything that happened in there or give a critique.
Yeah, well, that's good for a comedian, not to be able to take a joke.
Now, I understand there's people, like I saw something this weekend. There was who's the guy? Louis C.K. I guess he did a show in another country, and he said something about Auschwitz or whatever, and there was, you know.
Yeah, someone, he did a show in Israel.
Yeah, in Israel, and someone had made a tape of it. And, you know, once again, this is people going to a comedy show, recording things, and putting it out on the internet. Once again, you don't know if they're in context or out of context, but it is still a comedy show.
Right.
And people are getting trouble for that. So I understand the putting your phones away. Unfortunately, it's gotten to that point. But I'm going to sue you for $1 million if you do so. That seems obviously a little much.
No. I see not taping the show. I see not wanting people to get free, you know, footage of you where, you know, come out and see me perform. If I'm a comedian, I'm doing my same set from town to town. But not to be able to go, hey, I saw Louis C.K. He was not funny anymore. And then I owe you $1 million. I wonder if that's enforceable.
I don't know. I mean, if you agree to it, I guess.
All I know is that hopefully things get better for that guy.
Uh-huh. All I need to know, let you know, is that Kid Rock wants you to know that he ain't no racist, even though he got up on stage at his own bar in Nashville.
I have to give him credit. He was so hammered that, like, I have to give him credit because this wasn't, like, halfway hammered. I mean, he was destroyed.
No. Dude was absolutely loaded. So Kid Rock ends up going to his own bar. And by the way, if you go to Nashville, that's all it is now. It's like so-and-so's bar. It's like Florida Georgia Line's party bar. Kid Rock's kick-ass bar. You know, Loretta Lynn, nobody knows who she is anymore bar. And so he got up on stage at his own bar and had a little rant. Wanted the world to know he didn't like a certain Oprah Winfrey.
I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I like Oprah Winfrey or Troy Pahar. It is some f- I hate.
Oh my God! A mental breakdown!
No, hey, you're f- racist. I'm like, you're f- weird. And you call your people, I'll call mine. I'm like, what? She's f- weird, right?
Dude.
F- Oprah Winfrey. I'm the guy you want, like, hey, he's pretty cool.
No.
I'm the guy you want to say, effing, he's pretty cool.
A dolphin doesn't deserve money, but I do.
Oh, Kid Rock's drunker than that.
Tell me that doesn't remind you of Crash at the Wing Ball.
Crash at the Wing Ball was more sober. That I have to hand it to Kid Rock to get that loaded at his age. And grab the mic is just something else.
I mean, he went all in.
I mean, babbling about nonsense. Like, this needs to be said to a room full of people. What I think about Oprah.
I can't find Crash when he was like, shut up, fat guy. Remember when he started yelling at that one guy?
Yeah.
He goes, like, yeah. He goes, shut up, fat guy. He started negotiating his contract on stage, which was
money.
By the way, the odds already out there, Joe Murray. Conor McGregor announced that he is returning to the UFC finally to face Cowboy Cerrone. That's on January 18th in Las Vegas. Any odds on this fight?
He is set as a 240 favorite.
240 favorite. Okay, so he's picking a guy that it looks like he's going to easily be able to beat.
But at some point, he's going to fight, I believe, Masvidal, and he'll crush him, I think. So this might be a warm-up fight. He said he wants to fight three fights this year, which he can do, but this one I think he'll win.
Wait, this year?
He wants to fight three in 2020.
Oh, in 2020.
Oh, yeah, 2020.
I was going to say, he's just going to knock him out in a month. All right, so we will be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way. And Kid Rock just got in front of a bunch of people and said, I don't like Oprah. I'm the kind of guy you want to say, I'm effing, he's cool. All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and Zolak, Bertrand, and Hardy are all here.
I got my... By the way, check your email, and you will have gotten 500 emails within the last 30 minutes, I'm sure, because it is Cyber Monday. But I got my TB12 Cyber Monday deals sent to me. The vibrating pliability sphere, only $120 right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, a sphere that vibrates.
Mm-hmm, yep.
It's better than sitting on the dryer.
The vibrating pliability roller, low price of $128 right now.
A foam roller?
Yeah, it's a vibrating pliability roller. That's the low price of $128.
Oh, because I was under the impression you could get a foam roller for $15.
This one vibrates and has a TB12 on the side of it, Fred. Come on.
Yes, that's very necessary to have it vibrate.
You want electrolytes? Make it rain electrolytes. A 4-pack for $48.
One thing you got to hand him, he's not shy about the price.
Oh, have you seen... Do you guys obviously saw the ad for the E-Special with Tom Brady...
Yes.
This Wednesday night. Ooh, get ready for some hard-hitting E questions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to have Jim Gray do it.
Yes, Tom.
That'll be tonight.
Tom. Hi. What's up? I love you.
Namby-pamby. We don't know this namby-pamby stuff here.
All right. So what's going on with Antonio Brown? There's something that you're seeing that's probably fake.
There is a fake thing going around right now, a fake Instagram post from Antonio Brown that is going around. This is not from him, but it's a fake one that's coming out that says, I'm starting to question if Robert Kraft wants to win. This is a business. You have rumors of your Hall of Fame quarterback wanting to leave, as well as already losing your all-pro tight end. I would assume he starts talking about like dirty stuff at the end of it. So it's not real.
Okay.
So despite the, like several people actually tweeting it to me, that is not real.
All right.
Trust me, if it was real, it would be everywhere.
All right. Hardy.
Hi.
And it would have broken just in time for them to talk about it.
In time to talk about the what, the who?
If this Antonio Brown post was true.
Post just came out. Yeah.
How was the holiday? How was the Thanksgiving?
It was real good. I'm glad you got to the Kid Rock story in Nashville. He's approaching Ted Nugent territory. Do you remember when they did the TV show Help? I'm with a rock star. Get me out of here. Do you remember this?
No.
Okay. So the premise of the show was they're going to take 420 somethings and put them in some place with a rock star, and he was going to make him do crazy stuff. So on the show, they put them in one of Ted Nugent's compounds there and,
Jackson, Michigan. Yeah.
And they had to have known, but I don't know if they knew, because when he rolled up on his quad, the looks on their faces was, who's this guy? I have no idea. And if they started playing all his hits, they still wouldn't know him. Like, you don't know him from Stranglehold and Wango Tango.
Yeah. Wango Tango.
But that's where Kid Rock is going. He's going to end up as Ted Nugent.
I mean, he made the heel turn to where he was, he became everyone's favorite cowboy.
Right.
Is he Wango? Is he Tango?
What do we want?
This song sucks.
Every Ted Nugent song sucks.
Hit it, boys!
Stranglehold's okay.
Stranglehold, but that's not him singing.
No, that's...
Oh, is that Derek St. Holmes or whatever his name is? Or
Derek St. Hubbins.
Derek St. Hubbins. I almost said that. It's Spinal Tap.
David St. Hubbins.
The patron saints of quality footwear.
Yeah.
I love this. I had this on a 45.
Oh, jeez. This is the worst.
This is all WRIF played, which is wall-to-wall. I remember when they had the big premiere of Fredbear.
Oh, God. I was not allowed to play this in the house when my father was home.
Really?
Yeah, my mother just told me, she's like, don't play this when your father's here.
All right, someone's saying that thing is real. That Antonio Brown thing. And he put it on his Instagram story. His Instagram story, I just checked, and it's like a whole bunch of stuff with his kid. Unless I'm not doing this right. Like, I just checked his...
Allow the influencer in the room.
All right.
To take a look.
10 hours, let me see. And like, it's from a fan, but he reposted it.
All right, let me see.
All right. Allow the influ- if this is real, this is kind of a big story.
What?
Everybody stopped following him.
Okay.
Because he was getting so annoying.
Oh, hey, oh my God. It is real.
What?
Okay, let's read this. I'm going to read it.
Read it.
So he put this, he's basically retweeting something that somebody sent him. Turn the music off. Oh. It says, I'm starting to get questions. This is on Antonio Brown's Instagram. I'm starting to get questions if Robert Kraft wants to win. This is a business. You have rumors of your Hall of Fame quarterback wanting to leave, as well as already losing your all-pro tight end. I would assume that you would want to improve your offensive threats, which are obviously lacking. Tom and Josh have nothing to work with. Swallow your pride, RKK. A report came out that you had fingers up your blank during the spa.
Wait, just, he really did this?
Yes. Just right. Let us sign AB, and you can win another Super Bowl. Yeah, if not, I'm not sure
get
this
him back.
Is a Super Bowl. Whatever. Somebody else wrote it. He put it on the storyline.
No.
Are you
talk
out
about
of
him?
Your mind?
Yeah, we're probably going to talk about him. Now we're not. Like, it's...
Antonio Brown is... what are you doing? You are never coming back.
Talk about self-sabotage.
This guy is an idiot. I've never met a bigger idiot in sports who just sabotages his career over and over again.
That can't be real.
Are you kidding me?
That can't be real. Make sure that's real.
That is... I just looked. I went to his thing. Huh? It's on his storyline. Now, he didn't write it. He's reposting
now,
somebody else.
Is the idea that he's going to come back?
It's a bold strategy.
It really is.
I mean, why not
the
at
term,
this point?
Like, yeah. Finger up his blank.
Kraft's going to read that, and he goes, you know what?
Are you out of your
Perhaps
mind?
I was too harsh.
You know what? I'm wrong now.
Yeah, exactly. Guy has a point. All right.
How's your ride today, Fred?
I was late.
But based on that, Dan, I wouldn't play Ass Man again.
Yeah, that's what Dan has already made that point in my ears. But I was not late because of the weather. I was, well, sort of, tangentially. All right.
The cat dead yet?
Dude, shut up. The cat missed me so much she slept with me.
In what sense?
What color's cat pee?
Yeah.
Is the cat dead?
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's
a thing. Yeah, that's right. Mademoiselle Fluff. Let's get it going. All right, that'll
so
do it for
many
us.
Kitties.
Bye.
So
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.